It has been a cold, windy, and quiet Thursday across eastern New York and western New England. After a couple of active days on Tuesday and Wednesday, of course, we had the winter storm Tuesday and snow squalls yesterday. Things have been largely dry in our area today. And kind of looking ahead over the next several days, I don't see any significant storm threats. So I think that there's really not much potential for any big snow or ice in the coming days. It is still on the chilly side for now, but that's also going to gradually change over the next few days. So right now, we are dealing with some cold weather. The dew points are rather low as well, and that's a signal that this air has a polar and Arctic origin. And as we move into tonight, it'll still be on the breezy side for a little while this evening, so you still need to really dress warmly if you are going to be out and about with those wind chill values running well below what the thermometer says. And a lot of us today have only been in the teens this afternoon, so it is definitely on the cold side to begin with. As the night moves along, the wind will diminish, and that's going to allow temperatures to drop largely into the single digits and teens across our area. Most of us will end up in the single digits, though there are going to be spots that end up in the single digits below zero, especially north and west of the capital region. And tomorrow is going to be another cold day. Highs will be in the teens and low 20s for most of us. It's not going to be as windy tomorrow, so that's going to be a change from today, and so it's not going to feel as harsh tomorrow, and we should see a decent amount of sunshine, though a few clouds will mix in from time to time, especially west of the capital region. And heading into the weekend, things are looking quiet at this point. Still chilly on Saturday, with temperatures in the 20s to around 30 degrees. We'll have a batch of clouds come through on Saturday, so it's probably not going to be a super bright day, though odds of anything heavy falling from the clouds are quite slim. And then on Sunday, temperatures will rebound back up into the 30s. So we're heading up into a time of year that is busy for travel. At this point, the weekend travel conditions are looking pretty good. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, continued cold, with highs in the teens to around 20. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, continued cold, with highs in the teens to around 20. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits and teens. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, with a high around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, with highs in the lower 20s. Region-wide, on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 20s to around 30, and on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.